Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, will be returning home today, hallelujah, from a ministry trip. Here's a question or two. Are you working hard, but still not getting the respect at the office? Are your million-dollar ideas getting shot down like ducks in a shooting gallery? Or even worse, are they being ignored? Today, we're going to share some practical and scriptural ways to gain promotions and move on up the ladder of success. But first, Job 17:9, New Living Translation. The righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands will become stronger and stronger. If you own your own business, then the things I'm going to share will help you become a better employer and to train your employees in the correct work ethic. It's more common for people today to change jobs several times, even change careers. I can tell you for a statistical fact that over 70% of people working at their current job, they're doing so simply because they want a paycheck. If this is you, you can continue to be miserable, or today you can start to make things different. The first point is huge. It's the key to your success. If I were to ask 10 people, including believers, who they work for, 9 out of 10 would give me the wrong answer. They might say American Airlines, IBM, Apple, Amazon, General Motors, the federal government, mom and pop's diner down the street. But the real truth of the matter is that no matter who you name, they're only the ones who write your check. The truth is, you must know to get ahead and stay ahead that you're really working for God. Ephesians 6:7 paraphrased. Rendering service to your employer with goodwill is to the Lord and not to men. That's right. You should do everything, and that definitely includes your job, as if you were the Lord's employee. When you understand the principle of performing your assigned responsibilities as unto the Lord and not to men, you immediately add an extra dimension of powerful success and advancement to whatever vocation you might be involved in or even want to be involved in. This mindset will immediately increase the value you place on things that you do for your employer. And that alone places you in a position of employment with a higher level of value. There's a powerful principle of increase behind this mindset of being the Lord's employee. And a few years back, millions of people were wearing a bracelet that said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And the question that each of us must answer is, what would we do differently on our job if we knew Jesus, and not your supervisor, would be evaluating your performance? Truth is, he is. The scripture is quite clear. We should do everything as unto the Lord. That means he's the ultimate evaluator. Once we realize that God is watching us, it takes the focus off our work, off our boss, and puts it squarely on someone you love and trust, your Heavenly Father. If God is watching, and we know he is, then number one, if we're doing our job as unto the Lord, there will be a more valuable standard of excellence that will guide our effectiveness as well as our enthusiasm for the job. We'll feel our conscience. If you feel your conscience bothering you when you want to use a lame excuse to leave early so you can beat the traffic, or when you start to spend extra time on your break, think about it. Next thing you know, you'll find others changing. Others will notice the change in your behavior. Do you know that someone who does what is right, even when others don't? Someone who others can trust to be honest and fair, even when no one is looking? You know who I'm talking about. The person who's respectful of others and gives credit where credit's due. Well, I believe you're that person. I do. I do. Even unbelievers respect an honest and above board person in the workplace. In fact, it's one of the great tools we have in drawing them out of the darkness into God's light. Psalm 119, 104 and 105. Psalm 119, 104, 105 in the Living Bible. And since only your rules can give me wisdom and understanding, no wonder I hate every false teaching. Your words are like a flashlight to light the path ahead of me and keep me from stumbling. If it isn't your boss or supervisor, there's going to be someone in your work or situation that you, well, they kind of really get under your skin. The problem here is that a negative attitude toward them can actually hold you back from achievement. The key here is to take our eyes off the circumstances. Not that this is easy. It's not. Especially when it first happens and your emotions want to explode out of your mouth. It's hard when you've been put in a position that is grossly unfair and not your fault. But it pays to remember two things. The first comes one of my favorite scriptures where it says, and it came to pass. The situation that you're facing may be intense today, but your response could either fuel it or diffuse it. Second is immediately remember that you're in a unique position of favor. Your dad sits on the ultimate throne in heaven, and your brother happens to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We may feel as though we're treated, well, as a nobody at work. But the truth is, the King of the universe is your father. Now, we've decided that all we have to do to please our real employer, who is God, we've talked about what we need to do to please him. So now we can move a step further. Remember, just because you had some experience or a great education, you need to show that you're willing or whatever needs to be done kind of attitude. A young man hired by a supermarket reported for work the first day. The manager greeted him with a warm handshake and a smile. Gave him a broom and said, your first job will be to sweep the store. But I'm a college graduate. The young man replied indignantly. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that, the manager said. Here, give me the broom and I'll show you how to do it. I like that story. Manage up. You don't have to become bosom buddies with your boss. But part of getting a job done is building relationships. Work with your supervisor to make the most out of both your careers. The golden rule principle works for everyone. Managing up is the building of the kind of relationship with your supervisor that results in mutual success. There are 10 ways to move up the ladder by giving your boss a boost. Remember now, the Bible says, promotion comes from the Lord. Number one, what is your boss looking for? Develop a clear outline of your boss's goals and needs, and that'll help you get on the right track. Number two, what are your organization's goals? Your business probably cares about more than the bottom line. Read the prospectus or employee handbook. Get on the same page as those who are managing you. If you're in tune with the goals of the organization, you'll reach a success where everyone prospers. Number three, analyze the person. If your boss is not a morning person, present new ideas in the afternoon. If it helps his understanding to see things in writing, make sure you write them down. Number four, observe. Observation is simple and powerful. Pay attention to the clues and cues of the behavior of supervisors and determine how you can help. Number five, talk to your boss. Ask him how you can help make your manager successful, and in turn, that'll make you successful. Number six, be positive about others. Be positive about others. You know, when people come up to you talking about others, that you're just as likely to be talked about when you're not there. Be a supporter. Find something good to say about others. Don't join in talking others about others behind their back. It's hard to find gossip about someone who speaks well of everyone. Hallelujah. Think about that. Number seven, practice assertiveness. If you have a positive and helpful idea, don't be afraid to present it. Have your facts together in an organized manner. Stand up, look the person in their eyes, and give them your opinion. Most any boss or supervisor is willing to hear people who have their facts together and make a straightforward presentation. Number eight, learn how to handle criticism. Since we are imperfect, we'll receive feedback. Don't immediately react to criticism. Take it in and go home and assess what was said. Take in the meat and throw out the bones. Most of the time, people are trying to help you. But even if they're not, you can still learn something from that situation. Number nine, sell your ideas. See, you're selling more than your idea. You're selling yourself. Think it through. Have your questions answered before they're asked. And number 10, build a wide set of responsibilities with people in the office. People with a high opinion of you are more willing to support your ideas. Be as kind to the floor sweeper as you are to your co-workers and the boss. You never know when someone will find a valuable piece of paper on the floor and return it to your desk instead of throwing in a trash can. The golden rule works for everyone in every situation. There could be more, but these are 10, I think, keys to moving up the ladder, to getting the promotion and doing the things you'd like to do. Hallelujah. Think about it. Go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says sow a seed, ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.